Good afternoon, Packers fans. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat on a Friday game day. The Packers taking on the 49ers tonight to kick off the preseason. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. We won't be live for the game. No watch parties for the preseason, people. I know. You got to wait just a little bit longer, but we will be having watch parties once week one kicks off. So be ready for that. In the meantime, here to talk about the green and gold with Packers fans worldwide, because that's what we do. Hello to everybody tuning in on all the social channels, including TikTok. What's up, TikTok? I see you. Hope you're doing well. First off, got to give a shout out to our good friends at Ticket King. That's right. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992 and are staffed with experienced, friendly, and knowledgeable folks that can help you with anything Packers ticket related. They also partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgates and bus transportation to the games. They are open on game day for last-minute tickets, upgrades, and they even have a drive-through window. You know, you can go to the Cheesehead TV app, go to the schedule, find the game you want to go to. You'll find links to Ticket King right there. Get your tickets for home and away games at Ticket King. And, you know, since you guys here, you're diehards, you love the YouTube channel and you want to be a part of it and you want to help grow the community, please, may I offer you the Carry the G Club. That's right, a new way to connect with us here at Cheesehead TV for the 2022 season. Carry the G Club members get custom loyalty badges showing how long you've been a club member attached to your name in all of our live streams and YouTube comments, special Cheesehead TV emojis featuring Corey and myself, and access to our weekly virtual happy hour to come hang out and talk Packers all year long. And judging by the attendance on Wednesday, I think a bunch of you took advantage of that. It was nice to see so many new people there. Joining the Carry the G Club is as easy as tapping that join button you see on YouTube, either on this page, the very page of the video, or on the homepage of the YouTube channel. Good to see everybody mixing it up in the comments already on everything. YouTube, Twitch, TikTok. What's going on, TikTok? You love me? You love me? That's a bold statement there, TikTok, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Dennis, good afternoon. Hope you're doing well. Oh, I got a super chat already. What's up? Peter, thank you so much for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. Cheers from India, Nags. So glad I get to catch you live. Which former Packer is, quote, the one that got away? Oh, it's Micah Hyde. It's always going to be Micah Hyde, right? I mean, we can all agree on this, right? The man is still tied with Desmond Howard for the most punt returns for touchdowns in franchise history. That's 100-plus years of history. He's still tied as a franchise leader in punt returns. And that's not to mention the fact that he was becoming one of the best safeties in the league when they just let him walk away. Didn't even make a phone call to say, you know, we'd really like to keep you, but we've got these two dudes and don't really can't really figure out how we're going to fit you in, etc. Just not even a cursory call to Micah. Peter getting me going right here at the start. I like it. I like it a lot. Get the blood flowing. Kevin, thank you for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. Do you remember the 06 Titans preseason game, Rodgers versus Young? That's sadly my only Lambeau experience. Did you see 4th and 8 and I Still Own You in Chicago? Well, Kevin, I saw I Still Own You on television, much like everybody else, but I was not there. As far as that Titans preseason game, Aaron mentioned that actually the other day at his locker, how those Titans games were a little tough on the old backup QB. Those were some fun times. Tyler, thank you for the super chat. What's the story on the Horning jersey from your IG? Oh, shout out to a gentleman. I won't give out his name here, but a gentleman from Milwaukee was going to mail it to me to Corey's place, knowing that I was like basically there every day for my chats. And then he heard that I was leaving the next day, and he drove up from Milwaukee to deliver it to me. It is an authentic Horning jersey, obviously not game worn or anything like that, but it is incredibly precious. And the gentleman just wanted to tell me how much he appreciated what I did, etc. It was an incredible gesture, and I'm absolutely floored at the generosity of Packers fans. Of that, there is no doubt. What else we got here, folks? I like how the NFL promotes the wins in preseason when everyone is just looking on how the players perform. Oh, you know, the NFL's got to spin a narrative. That's what they're going to do. But you are absolutely correct. And that is the thing you want to look at, right? Individual kind of performance is the main driver, I think, of any semi-intelligent NFL fans, what they're looking for once preseason starts. it's really hard to get any kind of judge on some of these positions, though. I mean, it's quarterback especially, when he's so beholden to everything going on around him. And the good thing for Jordan Love tonight is that he will have the starting O-line in front of him. Now, obviously, you'd love it if he could have Bakhtiari or Jenkins or both out there, although they would never play in a preseason game. But the fact that those starters need all the work they can get, it's a nice kind of bonus for Jordan Love. You know, he's spent a lot of time in front of some suspect lines and some less than stellar protection so far in Green Bay. Hopefully he gets a little bit more time tonight. What else we got on TikTok? I live in the area and my friends are saying, what's that? Maybe Nags knows. What do I know? Tell me. George, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. I would have expected that Sean Ryan would be repping with the ones this camp. How's he doing? He's been fine, but certainly not spectacular, certainly not jumping out in any way. It's a bit of a surprise to me as well. I thought he would jump up and try and make a case there, especially at right guard, where there's a clear place where when Newman and Zach Tom are kind of rotating at the tackle spot, I would have thought he had been in the mix with Hansen at some point, but that just never materialized. Now, maybe it does after tonight. That's kind of the fun part of preseason games. You start to get actual game tape on some of these guys, and some guys are just gamers. I mean, don't forget, I talk about it all the time. Last year, I think, you know, Kurt probably doesn't make it onto the practice squad unless he shows out in those preseason games, which he certainly did. Now, hopefully, Sean Ryan gets out there and starts kicking ass and is a bit of a gamer, which I kind of suspect he might be. And hopefully he gets a few more extended looks with some of the more frontline guys. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, babysitting my niece for the first time can officially confirm Bears equal poop. Also looking forward to seeing how the line meshed tonight. Very much agree with that first sentiment. And the line, it's interesting because you want to see cohesion, right? But clearly this is an audition and you have to think they will be mixing and matching throughout much of the evening at certain positions. Like, I think we'll probably see Zach Tom at some point at right tackle in tandem with Newman at guard after he slides back from tackle. Now, that said, again, I just hope they get some semblance of rhythm going so that Jordan Love can operate. That's more than anything what you want to see. Dobbs is going to go off tonight. Now TikTok knows what's up. TikTok is where it's at. TikTok out here, they're not trying to break things down. They're just like, yo, Dobbs going to go off tonight. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I am talking about, people. What else we got? Friday pizza? Yes, Matt. Tonight, the return of Friday pizza with my girls. I cannot wait. Can't even begin to tell you how excited I am. Is Devontae Wyatt playing tonight? I don't know. We'll see, George. I haven't seen anything official yet. I know he was dealing with a bit of an injury earlier this week. So my suspicion would be no, but we'll see. I haven't seen anything yet. First game of the year, and I'm getting a puppy today. Joy, Brandy, congratulations. Have a great time. I know your husband was on the happy hour talking about it. He's real excited. the Badger Trio, thanks for the super chat. Don't forget, Ravens 0-16, Lions went 4-0 in practice squad. In preseason. Yes, the 0-16 Lions went 4-0 in the preseason. Always good to remember. Hell, the Packers last year, what were they? 0-3? And they were first seed until they got their ass kicked in the playoffs. Since you are no longer in Wisconsin, how will you be watching the game? NFL Network, just like all of you. TikTok is the worst. Not as bad as Facebook, but it's bad. Oh, Big B, you're just too old, man. You're just not hip with the youth, Big B. It's changed, man. Times change. Look, Big B, we can't embrace every outlet. I understand. Like, it's a problem when you're trying to be on every platform. Some platforms are for you, and some are not. You know, you're an Insta guy. I understand it. I actually love TikTok. TikTok's a lot of fun. You just can't take it seriously. My favorites are like on the Cheesehead TV account. Tyler posted some Jordan Love footage, I think. And someone was like trying to break down his release. My dude, it is TikTok, for God's sakes. This ain't NFL films. Like, that's what I mean. Just keep scrolling. It's fine. It's fun. Can't take TikTok seriously. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Got so drunk after softball last night, I started playing Thank You Summer. Doesn't that count as Ty Summer appreciation? I started saying thank you, Summer. Doesn't that count as Ty Summer appreciation? Kevin, absolutely. 1,000%. Without a question. TikTok is amazing, says Maxie. See, now Max knows what's up. TikTok is great, says commenter on TikTok. 4-0 in the preseason, undefeated in the regular season, run the table in the playoffs, and win the Super Bowl. See? See, that's where TikTok knows what's up. That's direct from TikTok. See, they're here. They're here. Get here, Big B. Get here. Overreactions are always a plenty after preseason games. Daniel, you ain't lying. Looking forward to so many of them tomorrow morning and probably late into this evening. Cannot wait. T. Taylor, thank you for the super chat. Greatly appreciated. Nags, are there any members of the Packers, I think you mean beat, that you suspect slash know are secretly not fans of the Green Bay Packers in the slightest? And do you feel it hurts or helps their ability to do their job? T. Taylor, I'm going to maybe, I guess, perhaps, judging by your question here, I'm going to break a little news to you. That is most of them, dude. Most of them could give a shit if the Packers win or lose. I would say the vast majority of them are not Packers fans. It is very rare when you have a Packers fan on the beat. And even I'm not really on the beat anymore. I mean, I get to go to the media availabilities and stuff when I'm in town, but, you know, starting this year, all the Zoom stuff is over and I won't be asking questions and blah, blah, blah. So I would say 98% of the people in the room asking questions are not Packers fans. And do I think it hurts or helps their ability to do their job? All depends on what their job is. And that's what I find really fascinating, is that everyone seems to have like concrete thoughts about what people are supposed to be doing or what their job is when they have no clue and no idea what the beat person's job is, what their editors have asked for, what their driving kind of reasons are for asking the questions they ask and writing the articles they write and producing the content they produce. I would say most of the public has zero clue what's driving the people that are covering your favorite team. That's why Corey and I are very upfront about the fact that we are fans. You know, we make no bones about it. We're not hiding it. You know, I try to be professional when I'm around the team and present ourselves in a professional manner. But for the most part, we don't hide the fact that we're fans. We are fans, A, first and foremost. But most of the people covering the team are not. What else we got? We got Uncultured. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. Afternoon, Nags. Today's jams are Love Will Find a Way by Pablo Cruz and The Trooper by Iron Maiden. Bonus jam, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City by Bobby Bland. Pappies. Uncultured, I missed you, buddy. Thanks for those jams. Much needed. Carl, thank you for the super chat. Hey, Nags, I remember seeing the first Zach Tom interviews, watching his college video clips, and I got a great vibe from him. I hope he pans out. Yeah, he is a great interview. Very thoughtful at his locker. Nothing seems too big for him, and I really like his game. I'm with you. Zach Tom Bombadil starts tonight, baby. I can't wait. Dean Jordan, thanks for the super chat. Stop trying to recreate Davante Adams. We can't do it. What we can do is rebuild him in the aggregate. Why do we like Romeo Doubs? He gets on base. Dean, that's really well done. Hey, hold on a second. Dude, don't you follow me on Twitter? Aren't you subscribed to Cheesehead TV on YouTube? I am live, sir. Sir, I am live. I am talking to Packers fans around the world. I will call you when I am finished. I love you. Bye. Sorry, everybody. Just my best friend calling me in the middle of a live chat. Doesn't he know I'm busy? Doesn't he know I work? Doesn't he follow me on social media? What a life. T. Taylor, again, thanks for the super chat, bud. If hell froze over and we got swept by one of our NFC North opponents, which has the best chance to do it and why? Oh, it's got to be the Vikings. It's got to be the Vikings. This season, definitely the Vikings. I can't imagine them getting swept by the Bears or the Lions. I mean, you never know with the Lions. They are a real wild card, but yeah, no. It's definitely the Vikings, mostly because they are the closest to the more of a complete team than either of those other two. Kirk Cousins, for all the hate he gets and all the derision and all the jokes, he can move a football and he can put up some points. You know, look no further than last year's performance against the Packers defense. And they have a new offense, so you never really know how things are going to go, especially week one. But they've got talent on both sides of the ball. They can certainly compete, no doubt about it. You're a homer. Yes, I am. Is Christian Watson playing tonight? No, he is not. He will not be playing tonight. Whoa. Sorry, hit the wrong button there. Uncultured. Thanks for the super chat. To steal Mike Witt's thunder, can we get a Banky on the beat segment? Pappies. Banky on the beat. That's really good. I like that. I'm kind of down with that. I love it. Javon Wallace. Haven't seen you in a while, man. Thanks for the super chat. Caleb Jones, Jonathan Ford, field goal block team tonight, though. There we go. Oh, look at you. See, you're thinking. You're thinking outside the box. I like it. I haven't seen them working with that crew, but this is a fun idea. I'm gonna forward that to Bisaccia. That's a lot of fun. Nag's best friend ruined the muddy ball quote. Kinda. Cousins is a good QB. See, it's not that hard to say. Yeah, Gary's right. He's a good QB. Is he a great quarterback? No, but he's good. He's good enough to win with. Zero doubt about that. Biggest takeaway from training camp, Callum. Good question, buddy. His defense is legit. The offense is a work in progress. And the special teams are very different. Now, different enough to be good? That remains to be seen. They're going to be very different. Of that, there's no doubt. Is Cheesehead TV looking for any more writers? Have you produced content before? Is your work available anywhere? Send any samples to contact@cheeseheadtv.com, and we'll pass them on to Al. Al Bracco. He's our editor-in-chief. He handles all the writing aspect of cheeseheadtv.com. He's the man you need to talk to. Love about to dominate tonight. Let's go. There you go. See? Someone ready for tonight. Love your realistic views on the team. Watch you on YouTube a lot for the season on the watch parties. Well, thank you very much. Can't read your name on TikTok, but thank you so much. Man, you guys are awesome on TikTok. You guys are all up in it. If special teams can just be serviceable, then much improved. Very true, Daniel, but that's not what I want this year. I want playmaking. I want winning mentality. I want guys who want to go out there and win the game on special teams. Not just, just going to be serviceable. No, not competence. I want playmakers. I want stars. I want people who want to burn the opponent to the ground on special teams. That's what I want. Let's go. The Badger Trio. Thanks again, buddy. A-Rod said he would be open to play one quarter in preseason. Will he? We'll see. I know. I was right. I was standing right there when he said it. We'll see. Definitely won't tonight, and definitely won't against the Saints. So we'll see. Maybe that final preseason game is in Kansas City, but even then, I doubt it. I liked how he said there's no value in going in for one series, going four plays and out. And I was like, oh, so you're planning on going three and out then? Fun talk. Derek, thanks for the super chat. Hi from France. Bonjour. Shame we couldn't re-sign MVS. Sneaky loss overshadowed by the Adams trade. Derek, I very much agreed. People talk about a lot of things when it comes to that loss in the playoffs, but what few people kind of mention at the top of their list is the absence of MVS, which, of course, he got hurt in that meaningless fucking game in Detroit. Everyone remember conveniently forgets that as well. I mean, look at the NFC Championship game the year before. Who was the one player on offense who was there consistently throughout that game? MVS had one of his best performances of the year. You take him away from that game. Oh, and when they won in week three, who caught a big touchdown pass? Who had a really good game? Oh, that's right. It's MVS. That is not an easy thing to get past. That is not some easily overcome loss for this Packers team. Make no mistake. I'm right there with you, Derek. And yes, the Adams trade absolutely kind of put that kind of in the back burner of everybody's mind, but it is no easy kind of complete, reclamation project at that spot. Javon Wallace, thanks for joining the Carry the G Club, buddy. Really appreciate it. Who's the lead dog for kick punt returns? On kick, I have no idea. For punt returns, it's definitely Amari Rodgers. But we'll see. Starting tonight on kick returns, no doubt. Is Ty Summers playing tonight? I hope so, if he wants to keep his job. Andrew. Thanks for the super chat. Lions, wild card, bitches. I mean, hey, you never know. They'll play you tough. They'll play you tough. That St. Brown kid coming into his own. You know, they got Jamal over there. Aaron Glenn is a DC. I really like him. They got pieces, man. They can mess you up. Uncultured. Thanks again. This season of Hard Knocks has me interested to see if what Dan Campbell and the coaching staff is doing will translate on the field. Detroit could be something in a few years if Dan is given the time. It is a different approach. Of that, there is no doubt. Is it sustainable? We shall see. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Pack, go.